Welcome to this week's episode of News of the Nord. It's August 16th, 2016, and I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with my substitute co-host, B. Steve.
Hi, Antoine.
How are you doing?
Very good, and you?
Oh, good, good, good. A new week without my eldest son, so I'll be able to sleep more.
And do a bit of hobby, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. So, let's jump right into events. First up, we have upcoming the miniature minicon at Gamers Vault Dessel on August 27th. Do you have any info about that, Steve?
Well, it's going to be a day of demo for all kind of miniature gaming. I know there's going to be some Infinity Dust as well, and also probably X-Wing and other games more popular like 40K and War Machine as well, and yeah, probably Guild Ball as well.
40K has not been confirmed, but I know they have. They're going to have Saga, Warzone, Alien vs Predator, Dropzone Commander, Heavy Gear, and also the new game Dracarys. On top of that, there will be some painting class done by David Faust, a local miniature painter, winner of the last Quebec miniature figurine Quebec for best of show earlier this year. So it's a good day to attend. So for more information, we'll have a link toward their Facebook event in the show notes. Next, we have the Quebec City Open on September 23rd to 25th. It's in Quebec City at the Quebec Inn Hotel, a bunch of 40K, X-Wing, War Machine Hordes, Age of Sigmar, and also a painting contest run by Thierry Hussard of TH Miniature. We'll have a link to their website in the show notes. And lastly, we have the Alfonso Giraldes, also known as Banshee, Canadian Tour, coming to Montreal on October 22nd and 23rd. It's a big... Banshee is a really renowned painter, and he's doing a Canadian tour. So this is hitting four cities. So Montreal on the 23rd and 22nd and 23rd. Winnipeg on October 29th and 30th. Calgary on November 5th and 6th. And lastly, Vancouver on November 12th and 13th. So to register or have any more information about that, you can contact Mathieu Fontaine. We'll have a link toward the Facebook post with the advert on it, so you'll have all the information you need to be able to contact him and learn about the class, and to have some testimonies about other people who had taken previous course with Alfonso or Benchy. So next, we go into our news. So first, the non-crowdfunding news. First one we have are the Mudmen. So that's my crazy pick of the week. It's a couple of mud people, or mud elemental, you could say. They are done by Otherworld Miniatures. They're cool. They're not cheap, but the reason they are priced like that is it's also a fundraiser for a charity. So one of the sculptor or the owner of the company is doing a Tough Mudder race, and the funds raised by selling those miniature will go into some of the charities he's helping with the running of that race. So it's a good thing to do. Yeah,
The models are going towards the Save the Children fund, so that's a good cause.
Yeah, it's a good idea, I think.
Yeah, and the miniature are cool.
Oh, yes, they're cool.
Wouldn't like a mudman.
Yeah.
And up next, we have Nuevo Terra, 10-12mm sci-fi terrain by MC Studio. So it's new sci-fi scenery. It's a bundle for all your small scale miniatures, sci-fi.
Yeah,
Dropzone Commander.
Yeah, Heavy Gear, the new generic Horizon Wars to think about, and probably others too. So it comes with the You can buy them separately, but it also, there's also a bundle. So there is three vertical building, three horizontal building, one subway station, and a kind of pillar. And the bundle comes with multiple of some of those. So it's a small rebate, but you could pick and choose if you prefer.
And also the vertical one are stackable if you want to do a big giant Empire State Building style.
Mm-hmm. Most of them, you can put some of the horizontal on some of the vertical. There are example on his Facebook page, so it's worth a look. And MC Studio is done by Marc Caron, a local guy here. So go check it. It's a good product. We have some of his product in hand. I've painted some, so it's cool. It's good. After that, we have Faru by Ka Miniature. It's a simple miniature. It's a giant rhino rushing forward. Looks really good. Ka Miniature stuff is always amazing, so I'm not surprised. It's on pre-order right now and only shipping in November. So there's still, you have a lot of time to pre-order if you like the model.
He's charging menacingly towards you.
Yes, menacingly.
He's good. Really angry. It's a nice model. And after that, we have from HQ Resin, some new Alchemist Laboratory, Witch House, and Astronomer's Workshop Basing Kit, so, and some ravens as well. So basically, it's lots of accessories in resin, and you can use for basing your miniature or to play in Dungeons and Dragons and other dungeon games like that. But also, you could use that for building your goal for Alchemist for Guild Ball, or put some of the small books, vials, and raven on the base of the miniature. It's really detailed, and it's in euro, but it's not too bad for the price is not too bad for what you get, I think.
Yeah, for the amount of resin you have in those packs, it's pretty good. A small note, the ravens are not out yet, but will be later this week. So if you listen to the show when it's released, you'll have only a couple of days, I think, to wait before the ravens go up on sale. Next, we have new releases for Conflicts 47 by Warlord Games. So three releases this week. The first is the Allied M8 Grizzly. It's one of their new walkers to add to the bolt action system. Or to Conflict 7 or 47, which is a bolt action Weird World version. It looks cool. After that, we have the German spine-like Panzer Mech. Kind of a spider walker with an open top for the driver, which is probably really dangerous. And lastly, we have a squad of War Marks and heavy infantry, which are for the Isis. They don't have the punch, the visual punch of the two walkers, because they're just troopers, but they are a lot more armored than what you would have thought to see on the World War II table.
Yeah, a bit more stuff on them than normally. But The first Assault Walker, it's really nice. I like the paint job they did as well with all the rust over the joint and everything. And it's really cool looking. It looks like it's walking, but it won't make it too far because it's kind of rusty and bulky, actually.
Yeah, it fits really well. I like it. It's my favorite of the three.
And after that, we have the monthly release from Corbus Belli. So the new Infinity release, there's a bit of stuff for every faction. There's lots of stuff, so I won't go through everything, but as usual, everybody gets some new shiny stuff, whichever faction you play.
Mm-hmm. My favorite one is the I won't be able to pronounce the name properly. John Bazan Tactical Group for the Akislam. It's a four pro medium or heavy infantry guy. They look cool.
I really
probably
like
not heavy because I think some of them are bare armed.
Yeah.
So probably more medium infantry, but they look cool. There's a doctor, a marksman, or hacker, and a HMG. So all kinds of new options for the Jan Bazan.
I really like the bikes for myself. The one sliding on the like on the side, raising his arm and trying to fire on the move. I really like that one. It kind of remind me of Akira when he slides in on the side. Must be inspired by that.
Yeah, the bikes are for Ariana, for people who wonder. Next, we have a new release by Puppets Wars, which is a Sorceress pack. They have usually Puppets Wars do stuff for 40k inner bits or some accessories or add-ons, but now lastly they have been releasing models and more generic models. So we had some steampunk girls, I think, last 2 weeks ago, something like that. And now they have a pack of sorceress. It's 5 model all in resin in a 28 to 35 scale, let's say. And they look good.
Yeah.
So it's fun that they are doing a new venture, doing more generic stuff. I'm sure they can be proxied for other games. I would see them as probably some manifold proxies, maybe. They would fit pretty well in that.
And you have lots of different poses throughout the 5 models that they have in the pack. Like one is looking like she's casting, the other one conjuring or shooting lightning, and there's one who's almost looks like she's gonna be she's possessed as well.
Mm-hmm. Almost floating.
Yeah, exactly.
Even the airs are up, so yeah, they look cool.
I'll let you do the next one. It's more in your alley.
Okay, so Privateer Press has new releases for Ords and War Machine. This time it's no risk cult. It's really all new stuff. So, well, no, that's not true. There's one risk cult. So first we have the Hellmout, which is a new unit for Legion of Everblight. One of the most mentioned unit lately because of the power it has. Can be a bit devastating to the opponent because they can get rid of it. So we'll see if get nerfed or if people just get used to play against it. It's a bunch of tentacles with a tentacle monster in the middle and can be deployed up the table. It looks cool for what it is. Next, we have D-Race Cult, which is the Gitarix War Beast for Circular Burrows. It's not exactly a risk cult because before it was only an upgrade kit for the regular Warp Wolf, and now it got a full sculpt, which is a lot more badass than the original one. And after that, we have a couple of units for Signar, which are, those are reverse sculpt. The Black 13th, they got a new version, which are probably less tiny than the previous one. And the new sculpt for the Arcane Tempest Rifleman. And last, the new other ravens. We mentioned ravens before for another company. Now we have undead ravens for Krix, which are the Carrion Trolls. So a bunch of new raises for board game. Take a look if you're into War Machine and Ords.
And after that, we have Mercs 2.0 from Megacon Games, which is now available.
Yeah, Mercs 2 has been awaited for a long time. Their Kickstarter took an eternity to come out, but it's finally here. So you can get the what they call a limited edition book, but there's no mention of a regular edition for it yet. So it's a giant tome. It's 60 US. So it's not cheap for a rule book when there's no other way to get the rules. There is also the new plastic pack for all 12 factions. So you get 10 models in each with everything you need for that faction. And they're pretty cheap at, I think, $35. And lastly, you have the card packs for every faction. They are $5 each, so also pretty cheap. So the only thing that costs a lot for that game is the book. I'm interested in it, but at $60 just to read the rules to see if it got better, I'm not sure. Next up, we have the by Osprey Publishing, a new release for a new game, which is called Broken Legions. So most of the time, Osprey do generic rules with no miniature going with them exactly, and this is another of those. It's a skirmish game set in the Roman Empire, but there's a twist. Instead of fighting historical models, you create a warband and you go into cave and stuff to protect the empire, but you're more covered, so you're fighting monsters and cults and stuff like that. So it's a fantasy setting set into the Roman Empire, and you're playing warbands who go into old caverns and stuff, and go, you are the secret service of the Roman Empire. the team is cool, I think.
And after that, we have the crowdfunding stuff. The first one on the list is from Daruma Production, and it's called SLA Industry Cannibal Sector 1. So it's a sci-fi horror RPG skirmish game.
Yeah, the SLA Industries has been out for a while, and now it's they bring it to life into as a tabletop skirmish game.
And it's already funded, and it's they're more than £17,000 of their £5,000 goal, and there's 24 days to go. So I'll go check it out. Some of the miniatures are really nice looking, I think, but I don't know that setting at all.
No, me neither. So I can comment a lot about it. Next, we have by Lost Kingdom Miniatures, the Magmoran Realms. That's a line of, let's call them what they are, a Chaos Dwarf.
Exactly.
They are approved, or they are doing official miniatures for the Ninth Age. So they are doing a new line, the new dwarves, the new Chaos Dwarf for the game. Their look is really inspired. It fits. I find it, it's a perfect mix between the new Forge World Azeroth Legends and the old Chaos Dwarf look.
Yeah, there's a strong nudge to the old style, as you can get the alternate heads with the big hats.
Mm-hmm. But they fit more. They're not comical. They have the old look, but in a really well-sculpted way, and more...
Darker.
Darker and not cartoony and not old school style. So it's a perfect mix between the two.
Yeah, and it's not only infantry as well, because they're going to do... there are the monsters as well that are in the part of the Kickstarter, as well as unlock goals.
Oh yeah, already they have what they call bull core or something, which are the bull centers.
Yeah.
Those are already unlocked. The giant Taurus is, or what they called, they were called Great Taurus, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming. They have all kinds of infantry, all kinds of monsters, unlocking as we go. So if you were Chaos Dwarf lovers, take a look. They look really good. Right now, they are already funded, almost at twice their goal, and there's 18 days left. So enough time to go and pledge.
And the next one is from Lundarget Workshop. It's
you can pronounce it. It's French.
Ah, Lundarget. Ben oui, Lundarget Workshop. It's a Egyptian dungeon tile game.
So it's a local company from Quebec, set in Drummondville. They are doing a new dungeon set, dungeon tiles, and they look pretty good. So it's fun to mention another local product. It's the second one in this recording, so it's cool. It looks good. They are already 10 times past their goal, so take a look. It fits less for pure miniature gaming, but if you're into RPGs or doing some crazy dungeon crawls, It's well worth looking. And they have another 18 days to go. Next, we have another Indiegogo project. It's Xtratos Ying Yan Assassins. So, one of the sculptors who was part of Tercio Creativo, or who run Tercio Creativo, is doing a new line of miniatures. They are not right now for a game. They're based on the Xtratos universe. It's an existing, I think, RPG or comic. I'm not too sure. I don't know. I don't know it yet. But he has sculpted on his own a bunch of miniatures, and he's looking to, if there's enough interest, maybe do a full miniature game for it. They, as all of the Tercio Creativo stuff, they look really good, and their painting is also good. Their mix of sculpting and painting is always. Has always been amazing, and it's not different for this line. So for people who are into sci-fi stuff with a small twist, they have an Asian feeling to it.
Yeah, they have an anime feel.
Mm-hmm. And they look really cool, and they have a bunch of other stuff coming. They show work in progress stuff for other models. There's four that are shown fully casted and painted, and a bunch of other which are in different state of sculpting. So take a look. It's worth just looking at them, even if you're not interested. Their style has always been great, and they're shipping pretty soon because everything is already sculpted. They just need the fun to go into the casting. Production. So the sculpts are done. Everything is done. They already have the approbation for the license. So they just need the funds to cast them and make the master molds. So they are estimating to ship in September, which is next month.
Yeah, that's quite good.
So that's pretty soon. So take a look at it. They have it's Indiegogo, so they don't need the full goal. They are going for a flexible goal, so they have not get their full funding yet, but they will produce a model anyway, even if they don't get the full funding. And they still have 25 days to go, so 25 days bring us into September, so pretty as soon as they get the funding, they start casting and shipping. So it's good. Take a look at it.
And the next one we have is Table Miniature Solution, the Undying Dynasty. It's another 9th age compatible miniature range, and it's this time it's for the Tomb Kings. Let's call it. That's what they are. And so it's a full range of Egyptian team undead army. So they're basically redoing every unit that is part of the 9th Age army book. And this one is well overfunded. And there's still 12 days left. And you can check it out. And there's the miniature, their multi-part miniature. And they have lots of option, like for the all the weapon option are there as well. And the most of them are on drawings and concept art. But
yeah, that's the big difference. The other were all 3D renders and already done.
Yeah.
The Chaos Dwarf, those, it's more of a fate leap, a leap of fate, because we're seeing the concept arts. We're not seeing even sculpts or 3D renders. So.
There's a couple of progress.
There's three or four that we see, and they look good, but I don't find them having the same sharpness that the Chaos Dwarf had.
No.
They still look good. What they call now Shabti instead of Ushabti.
Yeah.
the Shabti champion looks good. But it might be just favoritism from me. But I like the Chaos Dwarf a lot more.
Yeah, well, maybe it's my old Tomb King love, but so far the miniature, from what I saw, it looks really nice. the priest is really nice looking for the one they have so far.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And last for this week, we have Zinvaded Evo by We Have Issues Publishing. So Zinvaded is a game that's been out for a while, and they are doing a new edition of it. It's a one-to-one scale miniatures. For people who've listened to the main show, we've mentioned a couple in one of the most recent episodes. And this one has a special team. It's a bunch of aliens who prepare to invade Earth, so they sent a drone. And the drone ends up on a gaming table. So you see all kinds of army men and stuff like that. And he thinks those are the inhabitants of the planet. And it's perfect for them because there are small insect-like creatures. So when they launch their invasion and realize that they have been misled by the drone and find fighting against giant creature, which humans are like hundred times bigger than them, they get stuck and their ship is destroyed and they are stuck on Earth. So there's a different faction that create from the survivors who wants to either continue the mission or try to go back. And they even start to fight against other insect advanced from Earth too. So it's pretty comical as a system. As a setting and not a system.
And this one is almost funded. It's $5,000 out of $7,000. And there's 19 days left on this one.
Mm-hmm. And the pledge are pretty affordable too. So
yeah,
you don't get much with it. Like the two-player starter is 6 miniature for $50. But it also comes with everything you need. And also any stretch goal that get unlocked. So that's pretty affordable. And with that, we are over to our news. It was a long show. It shows that we are past Gen Con and some people who kept the release and were waiting for the show to be ended, so not to be
out of in the shadows of Gen Con
release.
And people are back from vacation as well. So
yeah. So thanks a lot, Steve, for hosting with me.
Thanks, Antoine.
And see you next time.
See you later.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve. And if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by LaDrave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find The Nerd Bite, daily themed updates about several facets of nerddom, with main focuses on the Marvel Cinematic Universe and things that fall under the Super Hulock fandom. Also, nerdy adventures, conventions, theme parks, and loot crates. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.